All right, Larry, I'm looking at this information directly from Adtran. So it looks
Okay.
like it's going to be almost an identical kind of extender. The extender is almost identical to how our main routers work. So it will actually
Right.
function the exact same way. So if you do have it hardwired in, you'll be able to actually utilize that as a hardlined connection point as well.
Oh, good. Good, good. Yeah, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it right now, the Adtran 854V6. Is that the one?
So we use the 841-T6.
Okay, 841-T6. Okay. Okay, because it looks like that the Adtran 841-T6. Let me see that. Because it looks like it has, I'm looking at just the connections that it has on
I
the
believe our
coming into.
main I believe our main one is actually one of the four port ones. So I'm not exactly
Yeah.
sure if it is or not. I just know that those are the ones. I also know we've started recently using a new modem router that we've been field testing. It's known as a Zyxel. They do have the four ports on the back, and they're actually capable of handling up to our 8 gig and actually our 10 gig network, because
Good Lord.
their main connection port is an RJ4510E, which means they can handle that 10 gigabit per second connection speed.
Oh, wow. Okay,
So
great.
we're doing some tests out in the field with those specific routers. So that may be the one
Okay.
you were provided with. If it's not the Adtran one, it may be the actual Zyxel, which will allow us to actually have higher speeds, more connection ports, and it just will
Right.
run super smooth and super fast for you, so you don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah,
But from
okay.
the looks of it, the satellite modem, as we call it, it's an additional, additional router. So it's the additional router that we do provide for you can be hardlined in, so you will be able to do that pass through from the phone line in order to have that connection elsewhere in your home.
Great, great, great. That would be wonderful. Okay, well, good. So I think that really you've answered my questions. You certainly the important ones, and I will just be in touch with you guys, and like I said, I'll check with Elliot and to see if the 210 Goat Hill, if we can synchronize with them, because I mean it'd be a situation where, let's just say hypothetically, I would say, like, for example, would you guys be working between Christmas and New Year's, or would they be working
So
between those dates?
we will actually be operating between Christmas and New Year's. The only difference is we will not be operational on Christmas Day or New Year's Day. We actually are blocked
That's
out
fine.
for those
That's
we're
fine.
blocked out for those days, because it's one of our few days off a year that they're like, "Hey, go spend time with your
Yeah.
family. Go spend time with the family."
Absolutely. Absolutely. No. Okay. Good. Because what I'm thinking is, and I'm sure Elliot can push it back too. I mean, it might be better schedule wise to push it back, till sometime in January, just because I have certain days that I cannot do it, before then. So I will just be in touch with you guys, and I'm really, this amazing, amazing deal. I'm paying. I do get some voice over IP phones, but in New Orleans, I'm paying a fortune for 300 gig up and down, like orders of magnitude more than I'm paying for the $90 a month I'm paying from you.
Oh, I
So it's,
completely understand that. All right.
you get 2 gigs
So,
for $90 a month, it's pretty crazy.
yeah, and I actually just sent that email out about that phone number, potentially switching it over to the one you requested, just to hear back if that is possible. We'll make that change, and you'll actually receive it reflected on your account. If not, we'll give you a call back and let you know, saying, "Hey, sadly, yeah, we can't do that."
Yeah. I don't know what the process is. It used to be, since you can port your cell phone or your old landline, stuff used to be a little more thing. But if the line is dead, if it's not being used right now, shouldn't it be possible to do it, I would think?
Possible. The phone numbers are typically, so from what my understanding of phone numbers is they are usually locked to the your 3-digit area code is locked to the area you're in. The next 3 digits is known as your city identifier. So that 4888 number might actually not be for the Saugerties area. It might be for like Rhinebeck, which means because you live in the Saugerties region, you aren't able to have that specific phone number. It's all dependent on, you know, location, what's available and what's available.
Right, but since I could give you my 504 New Orleans number, you could do it, you know. I mean, you would be able to do it, right? I mean,
Yes,
they gave you another.
if we're porting in a number, yes, we can, but because it's a new line and we're essentially requesting a new phone number, we have to go by what essentially what the standard is. So we can request to have that number. Instead, again, as I said, I sent the email out to letting that department know, saying, "Hey, Ken, is it possible to get this phone number?" If they come back saying it's not possible, I will give you a call back as soon as I hear anything and let you know, just so that, you know,
All
everything
right.
is covered.
Great. Listen, thank you so much. You've been a big help, and looking forward to getting set up.
You're quite welcome, Larry. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
That's it. I said, you take care now.
You too. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.